We're set.
Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. We want to welcome you all back to a Seen in the Divine session, Level 5, Session 4, May 26, 2020. Now, tonight, we're going to have a casual community call. That's what this was scheduled to be. Now, we will start with some open comments from the group and then have a Q&A with Yeshua. So we're going to ask that you, if you have, since, you know, we were so intent and the teaching was so intense, if you have any questions about that, if you have any general questions about the group or what's going on, we'd like to have you ask those at that time. And then anything else that you'd like to know an answer to, then Yeshua will be around tonight to help with that. We also, of course, have not put out a registration, as you've noticed, for the Crystal Conference yet. All we can do with the IFEs is just to ask you to please keep the dates open on October 1st, and let's all hope that we can be able to have our group session in Queen Wilhelmina and do some more wonderful things like we have in the last few, and we can only pray that that will happen. So basically, that's it to start with. So let's all get started, and we'd like to ask, again, anybody that has a general question or a specific question to please, you know, push star 6, and then...
That puts you online.
Yeah, then put you on. And then, of course, when you're done, if you hit star 6 again, then that will complete that communication task. So we do have two or three questions that were sent in, but those are for Yeshua. So we will wait till that session. And it's now open.
I'd just like to invite everybody to talk amongst yourself, talk to the group about what you've been experiencing in the way that this was formatted with these three sessions back-to-back with no community call in between. How did you find that? It's kind of a variance from what we've been doing the last few years. And was that productive for you? Be interested in hearing some comments from the community or anything else you went and talked about within our community. I think it's important that we, meet and talk to each other.
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
I liked how the first three sessions dovetailed one into the other. And the last one just seemed to be, for lack of a better term, very enlightening.
good term. Yeah, I like it.
I just wanted to make that comment that I just felt that they really dovetailed one into the other. And I think when I would meditate with the last one, keeping in mind the other two meditations or sessions, my body just would be vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, and not in a, you know, it was in a wave vibration.
Uh-huh.
So, like I was in a pool of water or something. I can tell you I went and rode my horse after one of my meditations for the first time, and people probably have seen that on Facebook.
Oh, how wonderful, how wonderful.
She loved it. She was wonderful. The second ride, she was like, I don't want to do what you want me to do. So we had to kind of get together a little bit, but I hadn't meditated just before I went out there, and it's interesting to experience how sentient animals pick up on what we're doing, and they reflect it back in their whole being, and that was a big confirmation for me. Going to the barn in my light body with the source name in my column, in my light garment, connected to, and this is how I felt, the golden Christed light, and being with another telepathic being that picked up on all of that was quite an experience. So, very peaceful. Awesome. Pleasant time. Anyway, I find it's interesting with people. People are a little more complicated in picking up on what's going on, but the sentient animals seem to already know and appreciate. And the compassion that comes forth is quite something. I don't know how to explain the feelings with the sound code of our last session. However, like I said, it just made my, I don't know if it made my body vibrate. My body vibrated, and it was like being in water.
Wow.
So that's my input.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Sharka.
Hi, Sharka.
I would like to share that I loved these last three sessions. I like them all. I like them all the progression of it. But the last three really gave me so much more self-confidence in really accepting the idea that I am this great being, which they tell us for a long time. And I always believed it, but I was not really able to accept it fully. And now I did. I started to accept it more fully. And when Jesus, Yeshua, told us that we came as the gift to the world without any memory, but we knew the purpose from the beginning of this lifetime. And I do remember that. I did not call it a purpose, but I know that I always inside, deep in my heart, I knew that I came here to do something big. And I was always searching for it, and since 2011 I started to really believe that I'm in the right path, that finally I'm finding it. And now when we were told that this is what we came here to do, I really am very, very, very grateful that I found it. And I'm in peace. And so I'm not looking for it as I used to, looking for what I came here to do. Now I know what it is. And I'm really very grateful for being here with all of you and with all these teachers teaching us and giving us what they are giving us. And thank you. That's what I wanted to share.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi. I would just like to respond to your question that I loved having the sessions come every 2 weeks. I feel like the resonance and the build-up between one and the other and the energies was great. You could feel the connection between one session building upon the other. And especially these days, with time seems to have changed, and a month seems like a long time between teaching sessions.
Right.
So those three energetic messages, I think, built on one another and worked well in a two-week period.
Well, thank you, Rosemary, because that was kind of my consensus of opinion, that it was time, you know, this year is a year of change, no doubt, and nothing is written in stone. So that was kind of my consensus, that when you have them closer together and then you have a break to assimilate and talk about it, that it, especially at this level, these energetics are massive. And yes, it takes time to integrate them and to really get all the layering pieces and parts, but I think when they are closer together, you see the direction in which they're leading us. But that's my personal opinion. And that's why I opened it up to the group, because, you know, before we make any changes, I certainly want your input.
Well, yes, I think this worked really well for these sessions, and maybe it is a better pattern to follow for future sessions if they're going to be of similar in a similar way.
Thank you.
Anyway, thank you.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep, I sure can.
Okay, my phone is finally working. I agree with Rosemary. And personally, I've had some very interesting experiences when I was working with the Yod Hey Vav Hey. I was working at the pineal, and I got a visual of the light body, and it presented as different frames following each other, because they said we did this in previous lifetimes. Yeah. And in the far back, I saw a being, which I think was myself, in the light body with that garment.
Wow.
So I thought that was good, because I don't always get the visuals I'm hoping to get. And I thought, well, this is a good combination of the working with the triads and with this increased energy flows through the body. And I do feel healing in many areas of the body as well, like it goes into the cells, to the memories, and I think it relieves a lot of past issues. Anyway, and I enjoyed the three sessions the way they were presented. So this is basically how I feel.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
Hey, I really liked having the three sessions, just like Rosemary was talking about. It just seemed to be more powerful to me, and it seemed to flow within me so much easier, and I really liked I like to do that. And that's my vote. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hello. I agree with everyone. I really liked and appreciated the way it was presented. For me, it was easier to assimilate, and as I would go back and re-listen, it helped to just keep feeling that and absorbing it. And I think it was after the second session, I got up one night to use the restroom. I was walking down the hall, and all of a sudden I thought, whoa, this is different. I felt big. I felt tall. I felt expanded. I felt like I was going in all directions bigger, only mostly tall. I felt straight, tall. And it was just this sensation that I was like somewhat empowered. It just felt very nice, felt really good. And it went away after I went back and woke up the next morning, y'all. But that was very, very nice. Mm-hmm. And I really liked being able to, like I said, assimilate it and go back in between and re-listen and feel the light body and feel the fire letters. And when I was out when I'm in the park with the animals, safari, we had this little fox that needed some socialization because she was very scared and very skittish and just run and hide in the corner and be terrified to come out. So we started, there were five of us sitting, they would take turns sitting with her during the week for a couple hours. And after the first day when I sat down with her, she came out and she came right up to me and looked at me. And just came right over the it's an enclosure with the chair sitting outside. And the next week she just came over and she just laid down next to me. And she just felt that I could feel at peace with me. She just felt comfortable. And I felt comfortable with her. And after that, when I've been with her, she comes over, she licks my fingers and comes over to smell me. And it's just very sweet. She's really calmed down very quickly. And I think she's going to do really well. And then when I was out with the bears, I noticed the bears were coming over. And the tower is about like two stories up. So you're looking down on the bears. They would come over underneath the tower and just sit there for hours. And I just thought, wow, that's kind of cool. And so I just... I'm just feeling some more peace with my surroundings, too. So, yeah, I really, the way this was presented and the teachings are just wonderful. I just love it. So thank you. I really appreciate the way it was. It did come across.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I was feeling that after reviewing all three sessions the past few days, it was feeling like the three of them were actually one large teaching, and yet it couldn't have been done in one call. And so having it split into the three helped us assimilate portions of it every 2 weeks. It just really felt unified,
yes.
In that way. So that now we're getting a chance to talk about it and feel how it's sitting and integrating. I really like having that instead of breaking it up and having calls in between those sessions. It just seemed like it flowed. That's the best word I can describe it with. It just flowed from one to the next. And now having all of them, all three together, rather, I get more and more out of it as I review them. And it just, there was so much information and in the words, but also the light codes. And Sandy said something about vibrating. I totally relate. My body's just humming, and it feels really good, but that was kind of different. But I felt like that from all of the information that I'm downloading.
Yeah.
And
you still had that brief week in between to, you know, allow your body some time to assimilate it before the next portion comes in the teaching. Thank you.
That was good.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else have a comment about that or a comment about anything else that you'd like to bring before our community? Well, if no one else has any comments, I will open this up to a question and answer, or questions. It can be questions you want to ask of our group, our community, or questions that relate to the teaching that you would like to ask Yeshua. So what I'll do is I will just get in that space, and then you ask your question, and then say, you know, I'd like some comments from our group about this. This is what I'm experiencing, or this is what I question, or address Yeshua. Okay?
Well, we can start with, we had some questions that were sent in, and some of the shy folk. And so let me do those first, and we'll get those moving so that we don't forget them. The first question had to do with the W in the written name YHVH. I'd like to know if they're the same or if it's something different. So I would say that is for Yeshua.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. In response to your question, the answer is, it is the same. So, let me further explain. Languaging is a very interesting format of communication. And the sacred names of the All That Is, the Yod Heh Vav Heh, was brought forth in ancient times to the Hebrew prophets and teachers and priests, Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, Abraham. And at that time, there was very little writing, but it was communicated through either stories or communication through the voice. And so as it was first presented in those time frames, as the time sequence evolved, it became necessary to have written documentation. At that time, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh was spoken, and that meant something to the individuals. It was a way of communicating, like you in this time sequence would communicate with your friend and call them by name. And so it was the same way to get to know the presence of God through using God's name. So as time went by and more of this was documented in translations, some of it became distorted, so that instead of the translation, it was a transliteration according to the language in which it was being transcribed. So that's how the confusion started from the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh to the Yod-Heh-Wod-Heh when it was translated from the ancient Hebrew to the Greek or the Egyptian or the Latin in the Western churches where Christianity began to grow, it changed. And then it was decided that it was such a sacred name that no one could speak it. So the Hebrew, the Jews, started to use Adonai, meaning Lord. But it wasn't the personal name. That's different. And the actual spoken name has been lost. So when you say, when you call on the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, it's not like it is a spoken name, like John or Mary. But it is a sequence of sound templates where you get to feel the energies of that sacred name, the personal name. And that is so different. And for years, people didn't say it. They didn't allow themselves to feel the presence of the divine because of the separation, the state of separation. And that only magnified the separation. Now it's time to have a vaster understanding of not just the all that is, the source of your being, the Lord, the Eyah Esher Eyah, I am that I am, but the name itself. And when you work with the Tetragrammaton, there are many variations in that name. So those variations not only help you begin to realize the magnitude of that God energy and the different ways in which it's expressed, it invokes in you a feeling. And you can see when you are saying Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh or Hey Yod Vav-Heh, that there is an energetic shift in that, because there is a personal shift in the way that God is communicating to you. But you will always go back to that Yod Heh Vav Heh, because that, dear ones, is the fullness of the source of your being and your relationship with that source at a more personal level. It changes everything. And you were just now embarking on that journey into the fullness and the unification with the one, or the consciousness that created you in such great love.
Great, thank you. Okay. The second question was, had to do with the triad spoke to us. One of our group thought it was interesting that Metatron and Melchizedek both spoke, but at that time, during these three sessions, Michael didn't. Was there any particular reason? I mean, the person's not trying to be picky, but just kind of wondered, since there were three of them in three sessions.
Let us go back to the concept that the power of the source of your being is within you, but it is in various configuration, triadic expressions of great beings of light that sit at the throne of grace, or the all that is. The Lords of Light in this particular iteration of Metatron, Michael, and Melchizedek is a collective consciousness. Now, for your benefit, often they come in an individualized expression. However, in that individual expression, there is still, they are part of the whole, of the full expression of that power, of that triadic configuration of source. So it is for your convenience, and in your culture, it makes it more personal. And yes, each one of those positions within that collective consciousness has a purpose. So we see Metatron is a great Lord of Light whose job it is to bring matter into its original Christed state of energetic expression. And you see Michael is a protector of the true expression and intention of the light energy from source. And we see Melchizedek as the holder of light and the distribution of that pure, undifferentiated light. So when they speak to you in that format, they generally are speaking in those specific teachings. But at the whole of it all are always present. And the fullness of that energy is not just devoted to the undifferentiated light or the true expression of the intention of source as it was created, or the bringing forth the unification and the evolvement of humans and other sentient beings. So I hope.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. This is another person that's written in, and it's kind of a twofold. I'll ask both of them. They're short. Now that we have a light garment, does that mean that our light bodies are fully illuminated? And secondly, can you expand upon the other two iterations of the light garment? Will we be having classes on the hay and the vav?
Let's take the last one first. The hay and the vav. Yes, well, you will have teachings in regards to the fuller meaning of those letters and what they are expressing. The first question, is your light body fully illuminated? No, it is not. And I don't want you to be discouraged by that answer, because a level of your light body has been illuminated tremendously. It is radiantly expressing a fuller you at that individual level. But there are other levels according to your state of consciousness and according to your soul's journey in this life, in this particular expression of you. So you may go on and receive more iterations of a light garment, a different aspect of the light garment that you are being taught about and made aware of. There are most often in individuals three variations of light garment, and each building on the other. And the same for light body. So as you raise your consciousness and as you are able to navigate more interdimensionally within dimensions, but take on higher dimensional sequences of light, then these alterations are made in your light body and in your light garments. Now, let me be clear here. These light garments are not a physical garment. They are an energetic composition of a vast light energetic that comes from the realm of Source. And we've said this often. This comes from Source. Well, once you've received and understand that sacred name, you can... It makes a difference in your comprehension of that source energy and the massiveness of it and how that feels in your body. So you get a better grasp on that energetic light body and the energetic light garments that are marked with that name. You belong to Yod Hey Vav Hey, and you are marked with those letters for eternity.
Thank you. Now, there's a last question, and the questioner doesn't wrote in because it's a question that they had, but knew it was a big subject, didn't want you to take the next 2 hours to talk about it. But just expanding maybe a few highlights of the seventh ray of creation, if you could help them understand that a little bit.
Well, I would like somebody in the community to ask that in a way. I mean, that's a vast ray of creation. All those rays of creation are not little small increments like the Ten Commandments. I mean, not that those are small, they're not, but these are massive energetic configurations of source energy. So in the context, there has to be a definition of what it is you don't understand and what it is you would like expanded upon. So if somebody else has that same questioning, I'm happy to answer according to your questioning. However, for this particular individual, if that person will ask me at another time in one of these open communication calls where you can feel free to ask what's confusing to you, whether it is of me or one of the other great teachers of light. So we will leave. I can't really answer that and give you all of the context of what that seventh ray is. But basically, it's a ray where you are able to have cleared all distortions that were taken on in a certain soul iteration in a specific lifetime, either consciously or unconsciously. Somehow you use the yod spectrum and the yod spectrum of forgiveness to alleviate yourself from any distortions or any cording that might have occurred in your physicality through these distortions that were created in that lifetime. So that can be done through the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray. It can be done through the eighth ray. But in order to enter that seventh ray of creation, you must have been relieved of all those physical distortions that were created in that particular soul evolvement. And then you are swept up in that ray in a vast golden light of source and brought back to your original state before you entered this particular life. Now, this is not for new souls or novices. This is for souls who are evolved, who are avatars, who are teachers, who are masters. Only these types of individual souls are permitted access to that seventh ray. So we will leave it at that unless there's more questions that come from the community. So I invite you to ask your particular question so we can have a discussion about that, or, you know, piggyback on this one. It is in your questioning, dear ones. You have to understand that. It is in your questioning that we can expand on certain topics so that there is no confusion, so that you can receive what is intended wholly and completely.
Hello, Yeshua. This is Randy.
Hello, Randy.
I've got a question about the, let's see if I say it right, the Sama Sama Oza,
yes.
Rakama Ozai.
Yeah.
When you were talking about that and presenting it, you had mentioned how you had used it almost, it sounded like almost like a protection or a shield in working or trying to deal with darker forces or something. I wasn't quite clear, but I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that phrase and its uses and what, you know, what you meant there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. So there are many benefits to this particular light code. It is a light code, it is a sound code, and it has aspects of color to it. Mainly, the more refined light codes, such as the magenta, or the white, or the gold, that represents Christ consciousness. And because I came into a human body. Yes, I had certain awarenesses and states of consciousness that early on you did not have. But you are gaining in that awareness, in that state of consciousness. So just as you are tempted to miscreate or to be bothered by negative influences, I was bombarded because I had a big mission. I had a seeding of a race of individuals. I had to seed a planet to bring it back into its original state. So I was bombarded continually by these forces in that lifetime. So the Zama-Zama light code, as well as some others, were very valuable to me, especially before I went into my public teaching life. Once I went into that life, through my my use of various sound codes and through my asking for protection, asking for more light energy to not only protect me, but to ward off these negative entities. When I was crucified, and in that 3 days, I spoke of this in that session, that last session, about I descended into the underworld, where I had to confront a realm of hierarchy, beings, great powerful beings, who rule the third dimension and cause such havoc, such separation, such fear, and many other things. So these archons had to be confronted so they would have less of an effect on humans, so that the human consciousness could rise up without interference. When they were praying, when they were meditating, when they were in the temple, when they were raising themselves up, when they were petitioning for forgiveness on so many levels. So they had to be confronted so that they would begin to know that there was a presence of the divine that was much stronger. The light that was brought into that darkness shone in the darkness, and there was no doubt that that hold that they had on humans and on the world, the earth itself, would become altered, would alter. So that was my purpose in that dissension, to alter that impact through the light that I carried. And I had to develop that light throughout that my public life, and as that the culmination of my journey came to pass, that all had to be put in place in my earlier years. So that's what I meant when I said I used it. It wasn't really a shield. It was an emanation of light that couldn't be distorted, and that had an ability to change the physical expression of the lower distorted archonic hierarchy, if that makes any sense. A lot of individuals living and walking on your earth do not want to look at that. And I'm not saying that you have to, but you have to be aware that this particular fallen hierarchy has many gods, sub-gods, that are very powerful and they interfere with your mental capacity, they interfere with your emotions, that your mental emotional body is your most powerful body as a creator. And so they have a lot of power to interfere with that because they rule the third dimension, which you have moved out of. But even though you've moved out of it, you are just at that beginning stage of fifth dimension, which still has interference, but not to the level that it does in third dimension. So I hope that answers your question, or if you have anything else to add or ask about that.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So the archons, the lion-headed god, they are still, would it be correct that they still are trying to keep their grip on this planet and at this time of purification, if you will?
Absolutely.
And we could use these codes or these phrases to, when we feel triggered or put upon, that would be a good thing to keep in mind or to use.
They were given to you to use, because these powerful beings are gods, fallen gods, and they are very powerful. So to use the Zamazama Oza Rakama Ozai is a very important thing, and that's why I said to you, use it every day. Don't wait. Use it. Put it in place. Or I am that I am. I am the source of God's love, of God's creation. So those two things, you see that imprint, that marking within your center column of your energetic system. See it on your light garment. This in itself will allow you not to be forcefully bothered. It will keep them at bay. I mean, they're still going to come back because they're fighting for their life, their existence. Because eventually, third dimension, as you know, it's already been closed. The gates are closed. So it will cease to exist on planet Earth. So they are using every power that they possess to continue.
And then can you speak of forgiveness, the Yod spectrum of forgiveness? Because there's a lot of division right now and a lot of finger pointing at the negative and the cabal and all of this. And we talk about the Yod spectrum of forgiveness, and I feel like even we have to forgive all of them. Even the archons, is that correct? That's the only way for unity. I mean, what is your perspective on that?
That is absolutely correct, but it does not say you condone those creations.
Right.
Because are they against the laws of God? Absolutely. So you do not say that was okay. It's never okay. What you have to forgive is the distortion that was created, and disengage from the energetic of that holds you to that. So it's not really forgiveness, it's an extrication. You extricate yourself from the tie of that energetic distortion that impacts your soul as well as your mental emotional body. It doesn't impact your spirit, because that's never in a fallen state. It is in the image and similitude of the source of your being. But the soul is a different story. It's a vehicle of navigation and experience. So it can be marked in ways that will be carried forth in other lifetimes or other life experiences.
So instead of forgiveness, are you speaking of detachment?
Detachment, that's it. Don't attach yourself to it. See the distortion for what it is. See the creation that was against the laws of Source and against the laws of man. It was very harmful. So it's extricating from that hold that it has on you, having compassion. If it happens to be an individual that has wronged you and hurt you, a human, another human, then that forgiveness extends through compassion and a state of consciousness that possibly that individual was damaged in some way along the way, either through genetics of the physical body or through programming of experiences. If that individual were in their in a state of consciousness that was more light-filled, they never would have acted on an impulse of distortion. So it's in seeing that individual, that human, was created in the image and the light of Source, just as you were. But along the way, they were damaged, and they committed acts against humanity, acts against you personally. And so you have to disengage from that through love and compassion. It doesn't mean you have to be their best friend. You have to be in a relationship with them. Disengage and move away.
Right. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Hello, Yeshua. This is Sharka.
Hello, Sharka.
I have a comment on what you explained to us about these two things. Answer the questions. And also, I would like to know your input on it. I evolved you for the spectrum, your spectrum of forgiveness. I have noticed that I have flashes of from this lifetime about when I was not so great. And very quickly, I can remember your voice telling me, you are forgiven. And it's very helpful. I immediately release that against myself and forgive myself. I have compassion to myself.
Yes.
And,
that's very important. Yes.
And also, I have a comment on what you explained about that dark force or dark energy, like what you had to deal with. I have observed that these last 3 months in my life, even I'm in at home, don't go too much anywhere, but I have experienced a lot of challenges, physical challenges, And it crossed my mind that it is the dark energy kind of reacting to my light, because I do all the exercises and all the meditations you are teaching us these last three sessions. And so I'm doing it every day as everyone else. And so it crossed my mind if that's what it was, if it was a reaction to the light which I am transmitting of the dark energy.
No, you are not. No.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
The fact that you've received, you heard that you are forgiven, that was your higher self. You are always forgiven for missteps, miscreation, especially when you realize that you have done, that you have miscreated, and you make a change, then it no longer exists, because it no longer exists as long as you forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself, and that equally is important as forgiving another, is letting go of that distortion and the energetic from your energetic field, releasing yourself.
And what about those challenges, physical challenges? I didn't mean that they would be related to this forgiveness for myself. It's like separate experience these last 3 months, that there were like a lot of challenges, physical challenges, which did look like dark energy.
These are the things that I've spoken to you about, the known and the unknown. And it's not important that you bring it into your consciousness. But there are distortions that were created along the way that you've long forgotten. You don't need to remember, but they're already gone and been forgiven. So sometimes that memory code in your body surfaces, and it is perceived as a challenge. And it's not, if you just say, oh, I see that, and let it go. Let your light shine from that beautiful sacred heart of yours, and know that you're okay. But sometimes in the course of all of these changes that are occurring, and all of the light just pouring in to you, every human on the planet, into the planet itself, those unknown distortions begin to make their way to the surface in the cells, through the cells of your body. So here again, it's very important. Don't grab onto that. Let it go. You don't need to know all of the ins and outs of that. Just release yourself from it. Call on the light. Call on the Zama Zama. Say Ayah Esher Ayah and mean it. I am the light. I am. I am that. And it all smooths out. So over the next several months, this year will be challenging for many.
Yes, thank you. That's what I feel I'm doing, that I'm responding to it the best way I can and just continue transmitting my light.
Absolutely. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark.
May I ask one point of clarification relative to forgiveness?
Yeah.
Is it important for us to go and to recognize enough of what we are forgiven individually, or can we just do a blanket forgiveness?
You can't just do a blanket forgiveness of all distortions and make it go away so that you don't have to think about it, you don't have to feel it, because sometimes in feeling it, you get an awareness of what that distortion is and how it can replicate in different iterations. Or you get a feeling for what the effect, everything in the human life has cause and effect, what caused it and the effect it had on another. So a blanket forgiveness is not always in your highest interest, because in that recognizing it and seeing the energetic, feeling the energetic, you don't often repeat it then. It is forgiven, you've disengaged from it, and the energy of it is gone. And you are restored.
So the question I have is, as these individual manifestations of the darkness show up in my life, do I need to recognize them and say, okay, I recognize you and I forgive you?
No.
I see it for what it was. And I realize that I am forgiven and that I will not repeat those actions. And then it is done. They will not resurface because you've recognized it. You've changed it. It's been already altered. It is no longer operating in the present moment. It's a memory.
Okay, thank you. I think I understand.
If you don't, let's discuss more.
There are certain dark energies that are showing up in the larger population.
Oh, of course.
Where they're most vulnerable. Yes, or not specifically affecting me on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to recognize those and then forgive them?
Is it only when it affects me? It's when it affects you. However, you can see it. And it's not so much about the yod spectrum of forgiveness there. It's about seeing it for what it is, realizing it's there, and then doing an exercise of some sort to use your light or use light in some way, whether it be in a prayer form, a sound code, a light code, to direct it into what you are aware of to soften that effect that it's having on, and you're speaking more of a collective rather than an individual, are you not?
That's correct. I'm wondering, I guess, to use the analogy, a rifle approach as opposed to a shotgun approach.
Correct. You are a very powerful being of light, Mark. So you have the capacity to alter that effect that it is having on certain groups of humans by directing specifically certain iterations of light into that Archon community, because you are marked with the divine. You have at your disposal a shield through the Zama Zama iteration. So always use that. And know that you can affect that effect on those particular hierarchy communities that are invading a certain group's most vulnerable points, which are usually survival through fear. and you recognize that. These are the vulnerable places in the human consciousness.
I finally got it. I appreciate your words. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jana.
Hello, Jana.
Hello. Could you speak a little more about our actual physical bodies? I know we're speaking about the mental, emotional bodies, but it's quite easy for little sort of recent what they call ascension symptoms. You know, it's easy to attribute that to the transformation process that we're going through, each of us individually. Could you speak a bit generally about are those forces able to actually create a distortion in our physicality, in our physical bodies?
Not in your physical body, but in humans that operate in fourth dimension and lower fifth dimension. That's why we have consistently told you to hold a consistent state of consciousness and light frequency within your body, and that takes daily attention. They cannot impact you at that physical level. However, they can impact those that are close to you, which will set up a reaction in you because you have an attachment.
That's where I'm sort of leading to our loved ones and our close relationships and so on. Okay.
Right.
So, yeah.
So that it'll affect that to get a reaction out of you to where your frequencies will fall enough that that there would be an opening. However, you're wise enough. You've been brought along in these last several years of your time that it's very easy to discern that. And when there is a oops or a momentary, not a fall, but a distortion, you recognize it. And you right yourself by calling in the light or using a prayer, a mantra, a light code, a sound code, that type of thing. So you are constantly on, I don't want to say high alert, that puts too much tension in the body, but you are aware.
Yes, we're cultivating aware. Consistency. Yeah.
Yes, Right. Now, let me say this about your physicality before we complete this little part here. Your mental emotional body is very much a part of your physicality. It's the vehicle through which you create and form. You see that? Thoughts and emotions create manifestation in the physical. So that's part of the larger complexity of your physicality, along with your etheric body, your physical double, your chakra system. Actually, your chakra system is really, other than those four lower chakras, are part of your spiritual body. And we will be talking about that, about the focus in coming teachings will be focused more on the spiritual body. And we will momentarily be leaving that intense focus on the consciousness of the body, because you have now developed a communication between soul, spirit, and physical, to where the physical, your particular each one of you in this group have developed enough light within you, enough states of consciousness that you have trained your physical body through the etheric body, the morphic fields of all of those physical expressions of you, to follow the consciousness of your soul spirit.
Yeah, I was just wondering sort of where we are in that process, because when I think about the axitonal pathways of communication and the intercellular communications and so on, so a number of us within the collective that might be experiencing more chronic things, my understanding is that even though those first two strands of DNA have been capped off, could you speak just for a moment about what has sort of developed in the physicality prior to that event that may still be, should we assume that it's just playing itself out in the physicality at this point, and there's really nothing to put any attention on? Or because that, you know, we all know that the state of health and well-being within our physical bodies affects our emotions and our thoughts, you know, and the mental emotional.
Yeah, so you cannot ignore it. You
right.
do have to pay attention to it. So if this structure of the in the DNA of your physicality stems from a genetic weakness, whether it be in the mental emotional body, whether it be in the actual genetics of the physicality, if that is already in play, it's already in play in your life, then you have to pay attention to that. And
but in what manner do we want to be paying attention to that, that's going to be most beneficial for the body consciousness to continue transforming and be following our consistency in fifth dimensional state of being? Like, where does
if it's a health issue, then you have to look at healing technologies that have been developed and use them to bring health back to the body and bring light, healing light through the chakra system, especially those first four, because the second chakra is dependent on the energetic frequency to function properly from the first chakra and so on, all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is distortions in that first chakra, those have to be healed. Light brought in a higher frequency. So whether it's an issue through the consistent thoughts, distorted thoughts about your worthiness or whatever that is still playing out. And I don't think any of you are at the point where you feel yourself unworthy. This is not where you are consciously.
Yeah, no.
But if it is a physical ailment that stems from distortions within the actual physical genetics, that's another story. Can't be ignored and say, oh, well, it'll go away. I'm pure light. You have a body that you have to take care of, so you do need to pay attention. If it is an emotional distortion, then you have to uncover what the distortion is, what the emotion is, and transform it through the light that you are into well-being, joy, harmony, peace. And you can work with that through the chakra system and the energetics of that. Or the sound codes, toning, singing. So there are many things that you have at your disposal to take care of something that is already in process.
Okay. That's helpful. Yeah, because my understanding is our second triad is, we were told at some point that it's automatically producing the the golden light into the fluids of the body and the nectar viscosity into the tissues of the body. Is that something that continues to need daily attention, or?
No, not daily attention, only when it requires your attention. Because this is not an ongoing thing where you are constantly having to heal or pay attention. It is the energies that are coming in that these unknowable, unknown distortions that happen to be in process and leaving, that when it does come to your attention, that you have the tools to remove it.
Yeah. So could we assume that distortions in different physical vehicles that we've taken on through reincarnation are also being played out through this body?
No.
No, just this genetic choice that we've made to incarnate.
The physical genetics of other life expressions, you may have 5 or 6 soul iterations embodied simultaneously.
Yes, that's
for different
what I mean.
Purposes. And
yeah.
They have a different genetic makeup. So we're talking about this particular soul iteration in this particular body.
So it's contained, in other words. There's no sharing.
There's no carryover. Unless there happens to be a soul overlay or just imprint. And then when you use that soul iteration again in another form, it has an impact on it.
Yeah. But in a mid to higher level of fifth dimension, that's not going to play out either.
No. No, because you wouldn't be using that soul iteration if you were in this ascension process.
Yes. Great. Thank you so much for all the clarification. Appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Good question.
Thank you.
This has been a delightful conversation, and I want to compliment each and every one of you for the questions and the opportunity to bring forth further information that sometimes we are not able to do in a teaching session. That's what these sessions are for, so that we can express to you how it relates to you personally, but how it relates to your evolvement in a physical body as you travel the path of ascension. So these sessions are very important, and I want to thank each and every one of you who asked questions. I am delighted at the breadth and depth of the questions that were asked. So, beloveds, we're coming to the close of this particular session. If you have enjoyed this session and you have benefited from this session and would like more sessions like it, please make your wishes known so that we can provide that for you. Now, many of you are at a stage of consciousness where you can ask a question or ask for clarification, and through your gifts of clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, receive a very direct answer to your question. But understand, when we have open community calls like this, that maybe your question would have benefit to 4 or 5 others within the community. So that's what communities do for each other. And we are delighted. You are such a beautiful collective community. And I am honored to be a part of it. So with that, beloveds, let us close our session by breathing in light, breathing in undifferentiated love, recognizing the great beauty of your spirit, recognizing yourself as light body, and feeling the effects of that imprint within your center column of your body, the yod, the hey, the vav, the hey, and that beautiful energetic light garment that you wear proudly and powerfully. Just sit with me for one moment and feel your graciousness. Know your beauty. And know your unity with the all that is. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.
Blessings.